How to recognize when you are sedating your pain. That is the reflection of the day. I was having a conversation this morning with my son Franco, and he was sharing how on Sunday, he was in a little bit of a funk. You know, those days where you just feel like overwhelmed, you feel sad, frustrated. And his wife offered him a glass of wine. And he said, you know what? I have gotten used to not drinking when I feel in this space. And I rather not drink. And Franco, who, by the way, you know, he has spoken openly about for a few years, he used to sedate with a glass of whiskey, two glasses of whiskey. And by the time you're done, you're doing this during the week, you feel so out of place the next day. You feel lethargic. Your anxiety now has increased tremendously. Because what happens is with alcohol or drugs or any other things where you're sedating is that you get a temporary relief. You feel happy for a little bit. But then once you are done with that moment, then the anxiety doubles. It increases tremendously. The feeling that you were having, you increase to another level. So that is the reason why a lot of people end up needing more and more sedation, because once they stop the sedation, whatever they're doing, let's say alcohol, because that's an easy one that many people actually sedate with, then you just want more and more to be able to sedate. But sedation steals you from joy. It steals you from focus. It steals you from being able to accelerate the process. And that is why it's so important that we recognize when we are sedating, is recognizing it first. So one of the tools that you can utilize to try to avoid sedating is that when you are in a funk, when you're feeling at your lowest, then you, and I know this, people are going to say this is hard, but it's recognizing and making the commitment that, you know what, like Franco, my son, said, I don't drink when I'm feeling this way. He would rather work out when he feels that way, because he recognizes that if he drinks, he's going to have one more until he is avoiding the pain, and he might laugh and he might be enjoying himself for a temporary moment. But then is it worth it? Because later on, the pain becomes even greater. And you have, like I said, you have already lost time, focus, you've disconnected, and to reconnect, it takes you longer. And that is it's extremely important to really recognize this pattern. The way that you are able to stop sedation is really to make a commitment that when you are down, you are not going to touch the things that can take you through the path of sedation. And you can shift it. You can decide. For me, it's working out. This is how I deal with, you know, the pain. Working out, meditating, sticking to my routines. So this way is a healthy way of dealing with it, feeling it, and then dealing with it with tools that does not include sedation. Because sedation is sometimes even lethal. It destroys life. It destroys many lives. And at the same time, steals you from really being present and loving life. So today, I want you to reflect on, are you sedating in any way. And recognize that you make the decision to continue to sedate or not, because today you can decide that when you are in pain, you are not going to lead or work yourself into the sedation path. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.